This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. James, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Brown. I'm so excited to be calling. I'm your biggest fan. I've been listening probably over 10 years, and I think you're the most logical, smartest person on earth.
Well, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for that. Now I feel like the pressure's building up on me here. How can I help you?
Well, I agree with everything you've been saying all the years. I never knew I'd be calling, but here I am. Here's the problem. Been married 25 years. I got three kids. My middle one came out about a month or two ago. You said he was gay. And my wife and I suspected it a little bit, and we talked about it beforehand. And we both said, you know what, that's fine. We love him unconditionally. But about 2 weeks after that, he sat us down and told us he's transgender.
Okay.
So here's my questions for you. First of all, can you help me better understand transgender? Question two of three is, how can you give me some tools on supporting my son to be daughter, I guess? And third of all, this is really putting a huge strain on my marriage because I'm being supportive of my son. My wife is not taking this well at all. She's so upset, tells my son he cannot do this, and is, you know, causing some alienation with him. And as I support him, she's mad at me. So help me.
Sure, absolutely. All right, I'm going to help you for the first two questions, but they are most appropriately directed to your son and daughter-to-be. The first question is, what is transgender? And basically, it's the idea that somebody feels that they're born in the wrong body. That I was around a four-year-old a couple weeks ago who's a boy and kept referring to himself as how pretty he was. He was wearing girls' clothes. He has a tutu. And he said, aren't I a pretty girl? And I said, well, yeah, you're very pretty, but you're a boy rather than a girl. And he said, well, I may be a boy, but I'm really a girl. And so my thing was, and look, I'm a psychologist, and it's not my kid, so it's a slightly, you know, several steps removed. But my sense was that either this is going to change, and he just decides that he likes his mother's clothes because they're prettier and softer than his dad's, or that he in nursery school is around girls, and he thinks their clothes are better, or in fact he will, as in his adulthood, decide that he is, in fact, was gender assigned wrongly, that he really is a girl, and he wants to make his external body correspond with how he feels about himself, how he identifies with himself. Either way, if it changes, it changes, and certainly kids go through all sorts of changes. So be it. Why are we worried about one way or the other? If it doesn't change, why are we worried about it one way or the other? Because at four, That's not a parental influence. That's not somebody deciding that, you know, I want to put lipstick on you because I want you to be my baby doll. This is something that, if not inherent, is very likely inherent. How old is your son?
He's 21.
Okay, so he's not a kid. Do you have, what's the sex of his other two siblings?
A brother 2 years older and a sister 2 years younger.
Okay. So, all right, because I was thinking that it might be more difficult for your wife if she felt that she was losing her only son, but she's not losing her only son. She's got one of each. And she now has one that is kind of, I don't know, kind of mixed, I suppose. All right, so the first is that transgender is quite simply just somebody who feels that their external body, including their genitalia, is at what's the word I want? In conflict with their, yeah, at odds with, I didn't want to use the word odd. So in conflict with how they feel about themselves. Okay, that's number. And there are huge numbers of examples of this historically, and in many societies, that's considered, a shaman quite often, was considered both male and female, and Tiresias, the blind seer, was considered, you know, both. So it's been acknowledged in human history and human folklore for as long as we've had written or even oral descriptions, and then somehow it really fell out of, I guess, not favor. Well, favor may be as good a word as any, because for a large part of human history, as much as we can tell, it was viewed as an extraordinary kind of skill and a person who was blessed specially, who could be both male and female. Not so much these days, although it's certainly less of a stigma these days than it was maybe even 10 or 15 years ago. All right, so that's number one. What is transgender? In terms of what the second one was, how do we support him? And I would really ask him that question. There are parents of, what is it, parents of lesbians and gays, it's PFLAG, which is a support group, and can be incredibly helpful for feeling the basic question, which an awful lot of parents feel, which is, where did I go wrong? And the answer is, it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your behavior. That this is probably as close to inherent and genetic as we're able to differentiate with the tools that we have, which are pretty crude at this moment. But I think asking him, what can I do to support you, is not an inappropriate question. And looking for your own support within PFLAG. And you can find them, you can Google them or whatever. Okay, let's get to the really crucial issue here, which is, what do I do when I'm saying this is okay and my wife is saying it's not okay? Has she shared with you why it's so troublesome for her? Has she, other than, I mean, we understand it's troublesome. Has she shared with you the underpinnings of this or not?
Yes, quite extensively. Well, first of all, my son, he dated, and as a matter of fact, in as little as is a year ago, he was a little bit crushed that his girlfriend dumped him. So she thinks this is something recent. But when I talked to my son, I said, well, first of all, you know, how long have you thought you were gay? And he says, oh, you know, since middle school. And he's believed he's been a girl for years, but my wife doesn't believe that part. But
Has he shared that with her? Has he talked with her in the same way he's talked with you?
Yeah, she's still having trouble processing it and coming to terms with it. So she thinks this is just a phase.
Okay, all right, we're going to divide this into three different parts, all right, how you deal with your wife. One is what things you should not be dealing with her because they're really between your son and your wife, okay? That's one category. One category is how you deal with your son, and the third category is how the two of you deal with each other, how you deal with your wife. So, I mean, if your son was 8, it would be a much more difficult issue in that an 8-year-old, while understanding on some level that mom and dad may not agree, can be very conflicted and prone to anxiety if mom and dad seem to be fighting. But this is a 21-year-old. So does he still live at home or not?
No, he's off to college.
Good. Okay, that'll make life easier for all concerned. So let's deal with, I mean, in terms of how it's explained, that's really your son's responsibility to share with his mother. And anything that you do in an attempt to buffer it will boomerang on both of you, because you're not going to be able to use the words that he wants. You're not going to be able to convey the emotion. And this is, he's allowed to have a different relationship with you than he does with his mom. So when she says, and I doubt that she says this, but should she say, I don't really understand this, instead of saying, instead of trying to explain it, you could say, well, I can give you my understanding, but it seems to me it would be much more efficient and effective and accurate if you asked him that question. All right, hold that thought. Let's come back and do this a little bit more of this in just a minute. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with James, who's got 3 kids, a long-term marriage, and a son who not only came out to he and his mom, or to he, yeah, to James and James' wife, his son's mom, but also a couple weeks after that said, oh, and by the way, I'm not only gay, but I'm basically a am a girl. So has your son, is he thinking about reassignment surgery?
Well, not surgery at this time, but he has been taking the hormone treatments for 4-ish months. So there I have a question on that, too. I'm a little upset that he started that without any kind of counseling. So my wife and I did talk him into starting counseling, and he's doing that. We've heard some places that your brain isn't fully developed at 25, so my wife's trying to talk him into waiting 4 more years, but now that he's started the hormone replacement, I really don't see him turning back.
I don't either. Okay, so let's deal with the crucial issue here, which is how do you support your son and not alienate your wife? Because that's really what we're talking about. And the what I would probably do is take her for a walk and say, here's my dilemma. I love Jeremy, and I support him in his decision that even though it's not what I would choose for him, he's an adult. And, you know, I remember when I decided I wanted to go off and join the Marines and my father wanted me to be in the Air Force or whatever example you can bring up, that it was really important to me that, or would have been important, depending on whether your father was supportive or not, of, you know, it really was wonderful that even though it was not what he wanted for me, he had enough confidence in me and enough respect for my personhood, my sovereignty, to say it's not what I want for you, but go ahead. Or that it would have felt much better if instead of trying to lecture me and to seeing the world through his eyes, that he would have been supportive of me of mine, depending on whether your father was supportive or not supportive. So you can say that to your wife from talking about, which would give her a little bit of distance, because hopefully that will elicit something in her head that says, yeah, my parents supported me in this even though it wasn't what they wanted for me, or my parents didn't support me and it really hurt my feelings. Because that's really the point, to have her reflect on her own experience. Because it's inevitable that at some point in our life we do something of which our parents don't approve, and either they're supportive of it even though they're not crazy about it, or they're not. And so by you talking about that experience in your life, it may elicit in her life, and that either her parents were supportive, which felt terrific, even though she knew that they didn't really approve, or they were not, and it was hard for her to get back to good feelings about our parents, because we feel very vulnerable when we're making a decision that we know, especially when we're past that sort of 14-year-old, if my parents say it's black, I'm going to say it's white phase. So rather than taking all of this on your shoulders, either with your son or with your wife, saying to your son, how can I support you? Not a bad question. Because not only does it give you specific information, but it also gives you the idea of what he's thinking, and is also moving him from a position of defensiveness to having to think about it. And also it's a loving thing to say of, tell me what I can do. So saying that to your son, incredibly powerful. Saying it to your wife of, here's my dilemma. I want to support our son because, you know, I feel realistically opposing him is not going to do any good, that it's vulnerable, that it's something he wants to do. And if we oppose him, it just gives him something to push back against, as opposed to we trust his intelligence and his sovereignty. And if this isn't what he wants to do, let him make the mistake rather than feeling that we forced him into something that he didn't want to do. Because it is his life, it is his body, it is his sexuality, it is his choice. And while we may not be crazy about it, that we can one of the ways of showing our love is to say, tell us what we can do. And then turning that to her and say, I don't want this to be a bone of contention between the two of us. So tell me what I can do. And it may be that she'll say, just support me in this. And at which point you could say, darling, I would if I could, that you and I have a different opinion on this. I think that it's his choice to make. And while I'm not crazy about it, and I'm not, it wouldn't be what I would choose for him, you know, I've made decisions in my life that you didn't approve of, that my parents didn't approve of, and sometimes I was right, and sometimes I wasn't, but I had to figure this out for myself. And there's nothing more basic than figuring out our sexuality for ourselves, of how, not only what it is, but how we're going to realize it, how we're going to behave with respect to it. So rather than feeling that with respect to either your son or your wife, that you have to get all the answers, because don't think you do, asking them, what can I do to support you, may be an incredibly valuable thing, if nothing else, because it does accomplish those three things. It gets you out of the position of having to read someone's mind. It gets you into somebody else's mind. And it's a loving gesture. It's a statement that says, you know, I care about you. I respect you. In both cases.
Yes, as always, so perfectly wisely put in. I must, all these thousands of hours of listening, it rubbed off a little bit, because I did say to both of them, you know, tell me what I can do to help. I mean, it's helped with my son. However, with my wife, sometimes she says, well, you should know. And I, you know, I say, well, still help me out here a little bit. But
okay, good. Well, and saying you should know is, darling, I can guess, but this is really important. I don't want to guess. I would like you to give me some clue here, and any more than I would ask you to guess. You may be more intuitive than I am, but, you know, I wouldn't want you to have to guess about something. You know, give me some hints here.
Yeah, well, so one more is, she'll say, you know, she's just so defined. She said, we just can't let this happen, you know. She's
All right, let's start at that point. Say, okay, if we can't let this happen, how would we stop it? If you were going to stop this, what would you do?
Okay. Yeah, so that she could walk through it in her head and find out.
Exactly.
Really,
exactly. And what she may come up with, depending on how much she thought this through, is, well, he's clearly unbalanced, he's mentally unstable, so we'll have to have him hospitalized, or do aversion therapy, or we're going to have him committed, at which point you can say that getting someone committed is not an easy thing to do. He is not a child. You're talking about essentially kidnapping somebody. We know that that aversion therapy, by and large, does not work. So let's talk about why this is so. If your son decided he wanted to be an Episcopalian, or he wanted to go off to the Peace Corps, or he wanted to become Muslim, how would you give her some examples to walk through? Because this obviously is touching a part of her that is very hidden from her. The fact that she says, when you say, how can I help, and she says, well, you should know, this is something that is very troublesome for her. Could you tell me anything about your sex life together that might give me some indication of why this feels so emotional to her? I'll tell you what, think about it. Right? We'll take a quick break here, because it's certainly, and I'm not in any way suggesting that she's having an abnormal response, but it is, you know, in most cases, if you said, all right, my kid's been changed their gender, who's going to object more? Quite often is the dad, not the mom. So we're a little bit out of the mainstream here. But think about it for a minute. I'll come back to you in a moment. There may not be an answer here, but I'll come back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with James, whose son has not only come out, but says that that he really wants... Did he tell you specifically what his plans were, James? Does he want... I know he's taking hormones. Is he beginning to dress as a female? Do we...
Yes. Yeah, so when he comes home, he's still male, but he says now more often than not when he's away to college, he's female.
Okay. Is he using a different name when he's away at school?
Yeah. He went from John to Jenna.
Okay. Okay. So your wife's plan is to put a holding action on this? And does she have has shared with you specifically how she would do that?
Mostly just beg and plead with our son, but I don't see that working. So there's some.
I don't think it's working either. But it may be in your best interest to say, listen, if you go ahead, understand that he may view that as hostile. But, I mean, the two of you do not have to have a united front on this. Because think about all the things. Look, you've got three kids. And I'm sure in the 25 years you've been together, there have been disagreements about schools or braces or boyfriends or curfews or wardrobe or music or diet. I mean, so the two of you, this may be the largest issue that the two of you have had to face as a couple, but you really don't have to face it as a couple. You get to face it as individuals. And you're saying, I'm not crazy about it, but what can we do? And that's not an unreasonable question to ask her of, okay, what is it that you'd like me to do other than agree with you, which I can't because I'd like you to agree with me and you're not going to do that either. So what is it that you want to do with respect to him? You hear me all the time, James, say abstractions are what people cause wars, that specifics can often be negotiated. So what is it that she wants to do?
Well, she wants this to not happen, but...
But okay, we got that. But how... What is it that you... I mean, she can certainly pray. She can... I'm not sure what else she can do. She can deny. But what is it that specifically... What behavior does she think is likely to be effective? And I'll tell you, if she were calling me, I would say, look, here's what you can do. That nagging has never worked in the history of the world. And so it's not going to work now. There's not going to be this cataclysmic event that all of a sudden nagging is the way you convince people. But bribery has worked for much of human history. So if this is something you really feel that you want to do or that you want to change his behavior, figure out what would be important to him. And it may be money. It may be a car. It may be tuition. It may be travel. That to say to him, if you will wait 1 year before you do this, and you're probably not going to be able to negotiate for more than 1 year, but for 1 year, I'm willing to do this. Now, understand that you're running a risk, but at least it's less than nagging. It's less than judging. It's just saying, if you have a year to think this over, and in exchange for the bribe, I will not bug you about this, because that there has to be something in it for him, in addition to the bribe, that if you'll wait a year to take the hormones or to change your name or to dress as Jen, then I will do this, and in exchange for which I will not mention it, and we will have a discussion in a year about where you are. The risk she runs is antagonizing him further. But it's going to run presumably less of a risk than nagging him or saying you're wrong, you don't know what you're feeling. Because that I'm sure it was not easy for him to come out. It was not easy for him. I mean, the very fact that he started the hormones before he talked to you guys about it is a statement that he was fearful about your response. He didn't expect to get much support. And whatever else our kids, the world would close doors on our kids soon enough. That our job is, if we can't be cheerleaders, to at least it's okay to share what our concerns are. But then at some point, we respect their, because it does come down very quickly to respect that they know more about how to run their lives. They may not know more about the world because they haven't lived as long, but they know more about themselves than we know about them. Or if they don't, that they are at least going to have to figure it out. And by our directives, they don't figure out anything. They only follow them, at which point they haven't learned anything, or they oppose them, at which point they haven't learned anything.
Yeah, once again, you're a wordsmith. You're just so perfect. So maybe when my wife says, maybe one of her biggest concern is for our son's safety, because this makes him a target, and she's pretty much 100% certain in her head that something awful is going to happen to our son.
Okay, well, that's a separate issue, isn't it? And we need to be careful that we're not wrapping ourselves, if not in motherhood, the flag, and apple pie, that we're not wrapping ourselves in terrorist guns and hatred. I mean, because they're just opposite sides of the same coin. That presumably he is not, he lives in the same world she does. And he's aware of gay bashing, he's aware of his friends' disdain, he's aware of he already, look, we know from his behavior that he anticipated some pushback from you guys, because he started the hormone treatment 2 months before he told you anything about it. So we already know that. You know, I asked you a question and I didn't want to leave the question unanswered. Is there something in your wife's past or her view of her sexuality or your sex life together that gives you some indication that this whole area is particularly fraught for her or not?
No, I was thinking about it on the break and no, and that okay. I can't see anything there.
may or may not be. I mean, just all right. So here's what I would do at this point. Let's sort of sum this up so you have a clear sense of directive here. In terms of how you support your son, I'd ask him. In terms of how you support your wife, I'd say, I want to support. I'm caught with this dilemma. I want to support him, and I don't want to oppose you. Can you? And so I can not argue with you in front of our kid. But if you can give me some idea, and if you want to talk with me about it, I will listen so I understand your position a bit more clearly, and maybe you can understand mine. And maybe what I would do in the final analysis, you can also go join PFLAG if you want, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Is in about 20 minutes, you can go to drjoy.com. You can download this conversation, and you can play it for her and say, you know, maybe we can listen to this together and tell me what you think. And she's going to say, oh, yeah, but she's on your side. But that's okay. That's all right. It's because I'm really not on anybody's side. I'm really saying, look, whenever someone says, well, I'm going to do this, I seldom say don't do that, except the guy who said, should I have sent money to some internet clown? But I'll say, all right, well, let's walk through those. All right. So in the same way of saying, all right, if your wife wanted to stop this, what specifically would she suggest? And nagging and pleading is not only workable, but it's undermining her relationship with him. If she really wants to do this, then she needs specifically about time frame, what she wants, and try a bribe. Because a bribe is at least more respectful, and there's something in it for him, as opposed to him feeling she's not listening, she doesn't love me, if she loved me. And people do that a lot. I mean, she did it to you, he'll do it to her, of if you love me, you'd know. We are not mind readers. At best, we read our own minds, and we don't do a bang-up job of that. And reading someone else is impossible. It's futile, because even if we're right, we're not sure. And most of the time, we're not going to be right. So we don't do that. That's why we have mouths and brains and hearts, is we try our best to communicate, and words aren't easy, but they're the best we've got. And they're not all that clarifying sometimes, but it's better than anything else. All righty,
I can't thank you enough.
Okay, well, good luck, and tell her she can certainly call if she wants, and I will walk her through what her options are, and maybe feeling a little bit better about it if that's something that makes some sense to her. Okay?
Beautiful. I will do that.
All righty. All right, James, have a good day, and hopefully, you know, as I said, you can go and download the podcast. All of you can go and download the podcast, because I know that the talking about things and hearing them, especially when it's emotional, supposedly the retention rate is about a third, so, which is why in college we all took notes, because then you can go back and see what happened. And now kids record their lectures, I know professors deplore it, but I think it's a perfectly good idea because you can go back and look at it at some later point, which is not necessarily a bad thing. All righty?
Righto.
All right. Take care, James. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so what have I got here? Do I have a minute?
Not even.
Not even? Well, all right. Let's see what I can do for not even a minute. My computer has done something weird. My computer is doing its weird thing. Maybe it's the heat, because I know that I was on the train yesterday and they were having signal problems, and not even mention people sweating. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, one of the news stories that we didn't cover today is kind of interesting, and hopefully it won't give Justin ideas. But apparently the staff at BBC World News are staging a 24-hour strike today in protest over changes to working hours. They said longer hours and more days would worsen sickness rates. The new rosters require staff to work extra days and longer hours, including extra float shifts on top of the regular four-week patterns. A quarter of the team were not actually working their contracted hours, putting additional pressure on their colleagues. Dear. A spokesperson said, "We're disappointed the strike has been called, especially at a time when our services are much in demand globally. We'll do everything possible to ensure our audiences are not unduly affected by this industrial action. These proposed rota changes are about fairness for all of our staff and ongoing investment outside the UK, essential for a successful commercial global news channel. Despite the channel's ongoing success, we are not immune to the financial pressures across the industry." Apparently, there's also an unease at World News over plans to merge the international news channel with its domestic counterpart amid a continuing cost-cutting exercise. And I guess the reason that it's a news story is that we all sort of view the BBC as these kind of classy, non-partisan, kind of, you know, above any kind of the petty concerns of us, the rest of us folk, which is like money and sick pay and stuff like that. But can you imagine? I mean, I don't know. And I suppose, can you imagine radio going on strike or news going on strike? I don't know. It just seems like that, you know, which is probably not fair, that, I mean, news people are certainly as entitled to have salary demands and vacation demands as anybody else. But, you know, I did a study, I guess, partially because as a kid, as a debater, we did the Taft-Hartley Law. And you had to be able to debate both sides. So you learned a lot about strikes and about monopolies and things of that sort. But so when I was in San Francisco, there was a strike, and then there was this huge strike in New York with subways. And so I actually did some research on it, and it turns out since I believe the year was 1983, which is now, what, 33 years ago, that there has never been a strike where the rank and file made back what they lost in wages during a strike. So it was striking when unions were really strong, which is not really so much the case anymore, that strikes were an incredibly powerful tool, but not so much anymore. And what happens is strikes are often settled by grandfather clauses of two-tier settlements, so that new hires are not hired at the same rate as people who are already there. So the whole point about union is we're all in this together, and once you get two tiers, you've essentially broken the back of the union. The world, Justice Gumman, is it seems like the world is on fire today, but it doesn't seem like a calm time in world history, does it?
No.
Okay. So how about we did a program director question before we go on strike?
Sure thing. We have Erica, who asked, in the theory of relationships, securely or insecurely attached parent-child relationships, and then in their adult relationships, practically, how do couples work with each other to address each other's hypersensitivities?
Okay, read that again for me. I got the hypersensitivities. And first of all, the hypersensitivity is us looking at somebody else and saying, wow, you're a little hyper about that. People don't feel that they're hypersensitive. They just feel that they have a legitimate concern. So the first thing you want to do before I answer the rest of that by going back and figuring out exactly what you're asking me, is take the term hypersensitivity out of your vocabulary, because it's a value judgment. And as again, that if you feel somebody is overreacting, which is what hypersensitivity is, right, it just means you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle. People don't overreact, they react, and they may react strongly, but they're reacting to something that either you don't value the same, or which you don't understand it, or you don't see it. So would you read the whole thing over for me again, though, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure what they mean by in the theory of relationships, securely or insecurely attached parent-child relationships, and then into their adult relationships. So I'm guessing they just mean, like, relationship. They're kind of assuming that the relationship you have with your parent kind of transcends into your adult relationships.
I don't know.
And then they're saying,
if you want me to answer a question clearly, you probably need to ask it as clearly as possible.
Yeah.
And
they just say, practically, how do couples work with each other to address their hypersensitivity?
Okay, let's focus on that, because I think you're right, Justin, that she's implying that this comes from something other than the marriage. And I'm not arguing that you're not accurate. It very likely is the case. But then, instead of saying, well, did your mother do that to you, you might say, all right, I don't quite get the intensity here. Can you explain to me what the issues are that I'm missing? As you heard, which is similar to what we were talking about at length with James, of when you find yourself at loggerheads with somebody, quite often people view themselves as having two choices, to either capitulate and say, okay, we'll do it your way, or to argue. I would try to convince you there's a third choice, which is to say, I don't quite get this. Can you explain it to me? And you have to be careful about your tone of voice. You cannot sound patronizing or sarcastic or ironic. But most people, and if nothing else, what it does is it lowers the tension factor and quite often the emotional factor, and it asks them, and I might say force, but I don't really want to use that word in this context, to go back and instead of just being emotional, if you love me, you do this, or I can't believe you're so stupid, to go through the intellectual process of explaining something to somebody. And you could hear when James tried that with his wife, he said, well, you should know, people don't read each other's minds. As I said, we don't read our own minds well enough. We're never going to be able to read somebody else's. So just calmly say, you know, I don't get it, and I really would like to understand it. Can you just explain? And if you can be specific about where the disconnect lies, explain to me where the feeling about pasta begins. Or is this something that I just, you know, is unfamiliar to me? So asking people in a gentle, supportive way for an explanation often will give you insight in what they're thinking, lowers the tension, and can give you some insight into not only what they're thinking about this one particular issue, but what they think about issues in general. So it's a very powerful tool. And most of us are willing, especially if we're not feeling threatened, if we're not feeling like somebody's just going to grab whatever we say and slam us over the head with it, are willing to go back because we're curious as well. And it just lowers it ratchets everything down a couple of levels. So just saying, rather than you're hypersensitive or you're overreacting or don't be so emotional or calm down, none of which works, of say, you know, I'm missing something here. Could you explain to me what the issue is that I'm missing? Okay?
This is what's happened all the time where, you know, you don't understand why someone's responding the way they are.
Exactly. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.